This morning, we're putting the Express Coffee Blend Fairtrade Organic through its paces on a different machine. You might remember that yesterday we used the La Pavoni. The La Pavoni needs a very, very fine grind. And we had a good extraction. Shirley had a latte. She quite liked it. Couldn't really put her finger on it because she was so in love with the La Pavoni that she was more kind of guided her senses through the whole experience of pulling a shot with a machine as romantic, actually, as the La Pavoni is. But today we're putting this Express Coffee Blend. It's a fair trade organic bean. It's roasted to an espresso profile. It's quite dark. It's got a few bits of oil and on the surface. It's a quite a shiny dark bean. But today I'm putting it through the paces on Silvia, my little Ranchillo Silvia, one group, very good stable machine, who's had a lot of beans pulled through her. And it took me a bit to get the grind right, because the La Pavoni needs a very, very fine grind. And although espresso grinds need to be ground quite fine, I choked the first two extractions, so I had to go a little coarser than I did on the La Pavoni. But my third extraction was nice. Produced it into a latte. Actually, there's a lot of crema that comes out of it. It's quite a rich and thick bean as such, with a lot of Guinness effect. And I've produced it into a latte for table two. Now, table two is a well-versed coffee drinker in the household here. She's had a lot of beans hit her palate. And this was a first. She didn't really know what it was. And in fact, we don't really know what the blend consists of, because sadly, Express Coffee do not tell us. All they tell us that it's organic and that it's fair trade. So it doesn't even say that on the website. So I've got to actually investigate a little more and find out what exactly are, well, the beans and the origin of those beans. But table two, tell me your verdict. You've had a few sips of your latte and you've got a minute left, actually 50 seconds left, to tell me your verdict.
It is a very full, strong flavour to it. You know you've got coffee in your mouth. For me, it took a couple of sips to get used to, because my taste buds are a little bit out of practice with you being away for a week. But strength-wise, I would put it up there in the same bracket as Monmouth as regards fullness of flavour. It's also got a lingering taste afterwards as well, so it stays well in the mouth.
Okay. Now, what about the notes? Because you were saying earlier, it's you've got 20 seconds to tell me about the notes.
It's got a wide range of notes. It's not single note, definitely. It's not quite to my taste, just because it's a bit too full of flavour for me. It's the same with Monmouth. I'm not a, mm-hmm. You know, I prefer something slightly less intense.
Okay, fair comment.